God, it's amazing to be here, amazing to be in your church, amazing to have the privilege of standing up here and speaking. Lord, it's amazing that you have a message for us, that you love your church so much despite its flaws and difficulties and problems. And Lord, it's like us as individuals, you still love it. And I just pray, Lord, that you will put on our hearts the message that you have today. And that could be a different message for every single person in this room. But I just ask, Lord, that by your Holy Spirit, that you would bring enlightenment, that you would bring understanding, that you'd bring healing, and that you'd bring blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, just want to share with you a few things. I've been going to the care home recently, the one up Sutton Valence, as part of my studies, part of my course to do the actual course is around alternative ways of worshipping. And what I'm looking at is how, if you were in a care home, how would your faith work out? You know, what if you are bedbound or if you're in a wheelchair or something like that? You know, how does that work if you're a Christian with that environment? And it has been an absolutely eye-opening and fascinating experience for me. So, I mean, one thing is I really like dealing with elderly people because I'm just really get on with them very well. And that doesn't mean I don't get on with a few young. I get on with Martin Carl exceptionally well. I mean, look at that beard. Isn't that magnificent? Look at that. That's really coming into its own. And them. So paedophiles, those types of things, anything like that, you will know that there is a time coming for them when they will have to meet that particular justice that is laid in wait for them. Peter's mother-in-law, do you remember the story of Peter's mother-in-law? She had a fever, and so Jesus healed her, so she was probably quite elderly, and then he healed her, and then she got up, and of course then she served. So as soon as she was healed, she then started serving them. Always a good idea, I think, to heal the person who's just about to serve you dinner, which is always nice. Good order to do things around to make sure you get dinner. What about criminals? Remember Zacchaeus, the tax collector, who, as common in those days for tax collectors, would take a little bit off the top. It doesn't specifically say that, but he seems to imply that he was dishonest. Because Jesus said, come down, I'm going to spend some time in your house. And this is a tax collector, an outcast, an untouchable, if you like, someone who was considered part of the Roman Empire, even though he would have been a Jew. But he was working for the wrong side. And of course, these guys made a lot of money out of defrauding people. But Jesus gave him honor, and he gave him honor by saying, do you know what, I'm going to come and eat at your house. And at some point, between Jesus saying that, and actually getting to the house, because the narrative never tells us if Jesus actually got to the house or what happened when he got to the house. Zacchaeus just said, well, okay, that's it. I am going to sell half of my stuff and give it to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone, I'm going to pay them four times back the amount. Which is incredible, isn't it? I mean, there hadn't been, as far as we know, any preaching or anything like that. But Jesus just honored the guy and said, I'm going to come to your house. Interestingly, the population around them were saying, hang on a minute, what's Jesus doing with a sinner? You know, this is no good. He's like mixing with sinners.